and I just want you to receive this prophetic word. You know, we get to be prophetic. We're called to be prophetic. Doesn't mean you're a prophet. To be a prophet would be a governmental calling. To prophesy is a New Testament privilege and responsibility. I hope you can prophesy, because you've been given that responsibility and that privilege. So here's the word that Pastor and I shared at the communion table yesterday, which is this round block of wood in their kitchen. I don't know if you've ever, it's unbelievable. It's this massive round block of wood that has fresh vegetables from the garden. It's about that thick, and it's just a piece of beautiful work that displays the reality of communion that we get to have as the body of Christ and as families. And so we ate. And so here's the word of the Lord for those of you that are getting older. I declare that God will do things in the rest of your life that will become, in some ways, maybe the best of your life from this perspective. Some things will never be the best moving forward because you're just not there no more. But like Samson, come on. Come on. What happened to Samson in his dying days? He accomplished more in his last feat of strength than he accomplished in all of his feats of strength before that. So I just speak over you. Is there anybody here that would say, I wouldn't mind a little bit of influence before I leave? Come on. Is there anybody who wouldn't mind a little bit of influence before you leave? Beyond, how many of you want to just fade, although fading is cool? There's a place for the fade. But how many would rather leave this thing with a fight? Well, that's me. And so that's maybe one of the reasons why I'm wearing my t-shirt today. Y'all know I come in different t-shirts because what you believe with your heart, you confess with your t-shirt. Y'all know I've said that before, and I'm going to say it, and I said it right now. But as you can tell, there are 9 phrases in a row, and they're all the same phrase, and they are, my body is a billboard. I want y'all to say it with me. My body is a billboard. Amen. Let's say it together. My body is a billboard. My body is a billboard. Especially for the young people, because they've got good-looking bodies. You're unwrinkled. You're getting better. You're getting bigger. You got more of that vitality flowing through your body right now than I'll ever have moving forward. I don't care what you shoot into my face, in my veins. There is no making this younger. This is the reality, and let's just humble ourselves and bow before the Lord and recognize it's a result of the fall. It's a result of the fall. This thing was supposed to last forever. It's going to last forever in God's plan B, which is really a restoration of his plan A. We're going to have glorified bodies for the rest of our lives. How many are thankful for your glorified body? Amen. But there's something about my body as a billboard that, and no, I don't even have shirts like this available because I went to one of those mall kiosks and I said to the guy at the mall kiosk, I says, can you iron on, and this is a one-off shirt, so it cost me a lot of money. It cost me a lot of money to make this shirt, okay? And it's a one-off. So I says, would you please put my body as a billboard on my shirt? And I says, put it on as many times as it looks good. Just cover the hill. Cover the hill. Come on, somebody. And so, and cover other areas that need to be covered, because that's why I do push-ups, because I don't want my chest to fall into my drawers. Come on, how many know what I'm, that's called furniture's disease. And so I'm doing it. I'm doing my push-up. I'm doing it all. I'm keeping myself going here. But there's 9 in a row. And it just occurred to me that Jesus, the ultimate billboard body, has there ever been a greater billboard body than the body of Jesus? There is no greater billboard body than the body of your Savior and Lord. And I read in my Bible, which is a good book for your body, these words. This is my body, which is broken for you. That's 9 words in a row. this is my body, which is broken for you. And then I looked at my shirt and I started counting. And I went, doggone it, there's 9 of those phrases in a row. So my shirt has now become prophetic and powerful. Because I want you to know that the greatest billboard body that ever has or ever will be is the body of our Savior and Lord. So I'll come out with a t-shirt that's Jesus on the cross. And it will maybe say, this is my body, which is broken for you. It may say all the 9 words. And the back of the shirt will be the resurrection. This is my body. You're getting a glorified one. Now, I know yours looks glorified already there, sir. And yours is getting there. You're getting to... Have you heard about the looks maxing movement? I just said a phrase. Some of you are going, I've never put those 2 words together. Looks mask. Looks maxing. Look it up on that tool that you should put away. Do you know that the last time I was here was in May because of how that worked, and we rode, and then I went to Spain and Morocco with my kids on a mission trip. And when we hit the airplane, but when we got to the airport, I got off the airplane, and being my age, somehow I lost my phone the minute I got to Spain. And I did not have a phone for about 21 days. And you don't know how wonderful it was. I was like, there's no attachment to my body that I have to wonder where it is. I felt so good not being able to get in touch with. It felt so wonderful. So that's my thought, Jody, on the phone. But back to what I was saying. What was I saying? Okay, let's just end. Let's just go for lunch. Where was I going with that? Where was I going? This is part of... Oh, looks, thank you. Thank you, man. Looks maxing. It's been around, but it's becoming very popular right now. Looks maxing. And it's all about men. It's targeted at young men because they gotta get a girl. Your chin is not your future. So there's bone smashing going on right now, where men are taking hammers and smashing their chins. So their jawline is appealing. Ouch. Worship. Because you can read this the wrong way. You can read it like Jesus and say, my body is a billboard of the glory of God. For the glory of God. To the glory of God. You start messing with this thing, it's called black pilling. Young men who are swallow the black pill, that if, and they're in a hierarchy, if you do not have the perfect looking face and chiseled body, you are on the low end of the sexual market value. That's how they talk. That's how they're talking now. Let me tell you what makes you amazing. The part of you I can't see, but it shows. I'm going to say it again. Especially for the young people. What makes you amazing is the part of you I can't see, but it shows. You know what your body is? It's a billboard, not of your body. Your body is a billboard of what's on the inside of it. So as I walked Main Street last night and the night before, boy, did I see my body as a billboard on
display.
I was in Sturgis Coffee Shop where they charge way too much for coffee. And there was this beat going on. There was this buff dude. And he was beaten to the music. And then I looked at him. And I started beating to the music. And he shut down. Because he was mighty strong on the outside, but a loser on the inside. He couldn't handle it. I thought, sir, grow up on the inside and be vulnerable, dude. You were just a little too cool for someone to join in with you. Because maybe your girlfriend was watching. Yeah, your body's a billboard of your insecurity. Your body is a billboard of your impurity. Your body is a billboard of your vanity. Your body is a billboard of your... Well, I heard a preacher say it this way. Christians are getting way too good at mixing unholy adjectives with holy nouns. Somebody, what is that all about? Fornicating Christian. The holy noun is Christian. The unholy adjective is fornicating. It's like putting words that don't go together. Jumbo. Shrimp. That doesn't make sense. It's time for me. It's time for you. Yeah. Come on, somebody. I would love... Here's how you'll really mess up the culture. I would love women to walk down Main Street in Sin City, wherever that may be, wearing a t-shirt that is holy, that says, my body is a billboard. Oh, you can have a little movement because you're a woman. And we appreciate your form. Unless you're a radical Muslim and we can't even see you. We can't even see your eyes. Because in that system of faith, they've gone crazy satanic. Like as if the men can't handle the form of a woman, so let's just absolutely turn her into a billboard of religion. Guys, I want you to be appropriate for the rest of your lives. Women, I just want you to be absolutely appropriate for the rest of your lives. Because if you're appropriate, you'll attract an appropriate man. And he'll hunt you down. Because we're called to hunt. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and receives favor from the Lord. My daughter's 17 and she's beautiful. She should be. They're all beautiful. God made women beautiful. Guys, you're not beautiful. Please don't call yourself beautiful. Please just get over that. Don't call yourself beautiful. And I know you think, oh, there he is, beating up on the vocabulary. Well, they're using it against us, so I'm going to use it against them. Guys aren't beautiful. But they're handsome. Rugged. Now, some of you say, you don't look too rugged. The shoes you're wearing, do they sell men's clothes where you bought those? I'm wearing them. They're not wearing me. You'll know you're a body as a billboard in a negative sense of what you wear wears you. So here's the scripture. Some of you are saying, would you please read the Bible this morning before we leave? Well, I've been sharing biblical thoughts the whole time, but could I read this? Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your... Come on, somebody. Let's say the word.
Bodies.
A living sacrifice. Holy. Acceptable to God, which is your reasonable, or it makes sense, it's common sense service. And do not be conformed to this world. Now, this is how you make verse 1 happen. Verse 2 explains how you do verse 1. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, which is an inward work, by the renewing of your mind, which is making this portable in your life. I call it portable Bible. When it's in your heart, it's called portable Bible. It's the best version you've got. Because the best camera you have is the one, the best camera is the one you have. Well, the best Bible is the one that's in you. Yeah. Yeah. The word body is mentioned 18 times in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. If you were to memorize 1 Corinthians 12 and or at least meditate upon it and get it into your spirit and Romans chapter 12, it would just do so much for, especially if you're young, get those scriptures in your spirit, get them in your spirit, and they'll just direct your life for the rest of it. They'll direct your life. Should we mix another unholy adjective with a holy noun? Drunken Christian. Somebody's saying, oh, please don't beat up on my addiction. I just can't help it. Exactly. I get it. Okay, I understand. There's mercy. There's grace. But I'm not called to drunkenness. It's an unholy adjective put in front of a holy noun. Drugged up Christian. And if you want to get political, pro-choice Christian, I don't know how you can put those words together. Greedy Christian, that one, that's even messed up, isn't it? But how many know that's a sliding scale? Sometimes I've been greedy. And the best thing I can do is admit it. And just submit it to Jesus. So young people, let me say this to you right now. Verse 1 is dynamic. Verse 2 is demand. Your faith will fizzle if it's more demanding than dynamic. Okay, own that. Just own that. Say, I will never allow my faith to become more demanding of me than dynamic in me. Never, never allow the demand of religion overcome the dynamic of relationship. Never, 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 never let it. Always make sure at the end of the day I had more fun than frivolity. Make sure that you can walk through the end of the day and go, I was more connected to my Savior than I was to my flesh. I die daily. I die daily. Own that. Own that. Own that. How did Jesus come? He came as a lamb. He's coming as a lion. That's the beautiful thing about the body. You are both lion and lamb. You are both lion and lamb. You have the lamb-like disposition of one who will lay down your life for others. But then you have the lion-like roar that comes to judge the living and the dead, so to speak. How many are thankful Jesus didn't just hang on a cross? How many are thankful he rose from a grave in a body? Now, I don't know about heaven. I don't know if we'll have tattoos in heaven. I don't know if God wipes the slate clean and says, you could have done better. I don't know. It's beautiful, the art. I'll meet people, I'll say, it's beautiful work. And that's not what I'm talking about. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're getting a glorified body. And it's going to be without spot or wrinkle, so to speak. It's going to be efficient. It's going to be vital. And it's going to be forever. And I will be able to recognize your face. I think we'll be known as we're known. So we're going to actually know one another. But according to our theology, there will not be procreation in heaven because we're with the bride who is Christ. And our sexuality is nothing more than a picture of how great it's going to be in intimacy with Christ. Hallelujah. My body is a billboard for the glory of God. Do you know that the faces of some of these saints that I see over here, I see the years. I see, and even in my own, because I'm 67. So I see the years. And I see the beauty. The beauty of the body. And then there's one coming up the front row who's 9 months old, I think. She was just coming. She was headed this way. They're coming to the altar at 9 months old there. Okay, but I see the beauty. I see the beauty. Because beauty is not skin deep, is it? Is beauty skin deep? No. Beauty is deep, deep. Beauty is spirit deep. And that's why Pastor and I do not need to tolerate our bodies. We celebrate our bodies. We celebrate the wrinkles. We celebrate the scars, although again, I'm doing my push-ups because I don't want a furniture disease. I don't want my chest to fall into my drawers. So I'm helping God. I'm helping God by keeping myself in shape. I ride the bike every day. I do it all because we live in a sedentary society. So you need a Jim or a John or a Jack or a wherever you go. I don't like gyms. They bug me. So it's too much time. You have to go there, and that's 20 minutes. Then you have to work, and then you have to shower. That's 20 minutes. And I'm like, let me just build one at my house. So I work out at home. Thank you very much. And I found a $7,000 workout bike for $400 at a pawn shop. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Jesus is Lord. I found a industrial strength rack that was $12,000 owned by a guy who's the world holder in pull-ups or whatever he does, and he sold it to me for pennies on the dollar because my son's 14 and all he cares about is his biceps because he's 15. He's 15. He's doing this all the time. And because I have a good memory, I give him mercy. Because I did the doggone exact same thing. And I'm still doing it. But it's not weird. It's not looks maxing. I'm not going to take a chisel or a thing to my messed up chin. I'm not going to do it. Because what you're looking at is nothing compared to what shows.
What shows?
Spirit. Spirit. So we're going to land this thing right now. We're going to come to the end here. Some of the phrases that could come up in your life would be body language. What's your body language? How about body types? Some of you are thick. Some of you are thin. Your frame is different. How many are thankful that everybody has their own unique frame? Like, this is my frame. I don't care what I do, I'll never have big legs. My legs will always be skinny. Okay? And you know what I think about that? Thank you, God, for skinny legs. I'm not looking up to him saying, hey, you missed it. You better make my legs bigger. Looks maxing can be a demon. And of course, women are so susceptible to this kind of stuff, aren't they? Women, come on, girls, you're strong. May your body be a billboard of the glory of God, for the glory of God, to the glory of God, of the glory of God, to, that's what your part. If my body is to the glory of God, then I'm going to do things that make it look like it's to it. It's of it because you were born from it. And by the way, you're either a man. Should I say it? Do I have to say it? Do I have to say you're either a male or a female? Do I even have to say it? Not here. No, you're one or the other. And it's about time we laid that argument to rest and not even dignify that ideology with a response. Stupid. You're either a male or a female frame. Some of you have different body types. Let's celebrate the body types. Let's celebrate the body types. Some are tall. Some are tall. Some are short. Some are four square, which is the denomination I came from. They're just almost as wide as they are tall. But it has their skeletal structure. Now, there may be other reasons why we have issues with our bodies, and it has to do with our diets, and it has to do. And there's grace for all that. Please understand, this is not a looks maxing seminar this morning. We are not into that. What we're into is my body is a billboard of the glory of God, for the glory of God, to the glory of God. Unto thee be all the glory and all the majesty. So love your body type. Show it through your body language. Oh, and by the way, what do we call what we're doing right now? What do we call? We call it church, but what are we? The body of Christ. I've never heard it ever said, the body of Buddha. The body of Islam. Why don't those religions have a famous phrase like we've got? Because we're the only ones with a Savior whose body was a billboard. In its lamb-like love for the world and its lion-like judgment on all things. He's coming back in the book of Revelation, which is a revelation of Jesus. If you read Revelation and study it, you'll see Jesus clearer. In the first chapter of Genesis, it mentions he's coming back three times. And in the last book of Genesis, Genesis 22, it says he's coming back three times. And when he comes back in Revelation at the end, he comes as the judge. Because love and judgment are the same thing. It's the same coin flipped. If God does not judge the living and the dead, if God does not, and when I say judge, you need to understand, it isn't judgment, a spirit of judgment. It's not that. It's not. Because the Bible says, judge not lest you be judged. There's a perversion of judgment. There's a perversion of judgment. But with God, there's no perversion of judgment. What he judges will be just. And we'll all know it. And we'll call it love. justice, judgment, and love are the same coin. Flipped. If you don't have that worldview, then you're not happy. You are conflicted. And I end with this. The other night, I put my bike in the garage down at the Mormon facility, back when it was a Mormon church. And if it disappears, I'm calling you. Because it's vulnerable. It's just there. I came out and my key was on the pavement from the night before, the key to the car, to the bike. And it was run over. And it busted the key thing. And the key was nowhere to be found. But my bike was still there. So I went, thank you, Jesus. My bike is still here. And if my bike wasn't there, it would still be thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes a bad story or a bad situation turns into a phenomenal story. Couldn't find my key. Thank God I had another key. Got the other key. And I went into the hardware store in Spearfish. It's that local hardware store. It's right on this main drag. Does anybody know the name of it? Leroy's Hardware or something like that. What is it? Waters. Yeah, that's it. That would be Waters. It was Waters. And I walk into Waters, and there's a guy sitting there in his chair. And how can I help you, sir? And I says, I feel like I'm going back in time. It was just, hardware stores can be amazing. Because if it's old school hardware, it's just so good. So I had a conversation with this guy. They didn't have a key, but they had another thing. And when I came back to get my backpack, because I left it because I'm 67, and I ran back and I got my backpack, so I was so mad at myself. We got into a discussion about all that's going on in our world. And he says, what about justice? We started talking about the invasion of another ideology into our country. Immigration, population, instigation, domination. I just read to you the game plan of an ideology that does not deserve to be in this country. Thank you very much. But our country was founded on a different book. So get out of here. Spirit of Antichrist and ideology that's from the pit of hell. And if I was to show you a picture of a t-shirt I saw on Main Street. Guy walks by, he's got a t-shirt on, his body was a billboard. And I'm not going to tell you what the shirt said because I'd be cussing. But I banged on the window. And I says, turn around. I took a picture of his shirt. He wasn't like that other guy that didn't have an inside. Get yourself an inside. Get yourself an inside. That's all of us. All of us. And the shirt basically just said, I'm not going to use the word, it just said leave in two other words. We're full. We are full of a Judeo-Christian ethic. And you are trying to bring in another dynamic. It doesn't fit here. Nothing against you, sir. I'm against what's flowing in your brain, sir. Your brain is my problem. And because you can't separate your brain from your body, feel free to leave. And because our freedom could be our downfall, we're waking up. It's not personal against any person. It's a spirit that wants to replace our founding and thank God for Sturgis, South Dakota, where there's still some common sense hanging around. And Texas better get it. And they are. And the UK better get it. Finland's already getting it. There's some things that just don't fit. So back to the man, and I'll end with this. We got into a discussion about that. He says, what about justice? I says, no, it's overrated. You'll never find justice on this side. I says, justice is an arc that's much bigger than your lifespan. Justice is an arc that can only be revealed through the second coming of Christ. Justice cannot be served while you're here only. Some justice will only be realized after you're gone. There are people that were born in slavery and died in it also. Where was justice for them? I'm not going to try to make it for them now. I'm going to go with this. He's coming back. He's coming back as a lion. Because the nature of things says there must be justice for there to be love. So I asked that man, why don't you believe? He says, I don't believe any of that. I want justice now. The hardware store man says, I want justice now. I says, you're not going to get it, sir. I says, do you believe in God? He said, no. No, I don't believe in God. He says, my parents didn't believe in God. None of us believe in God. Now, let me tell you something about that man. Can I tell you right now? That was a good man. But he wasn't a God man. And you don't ultimately get to be good if you don't believe there's a God. Ultimately, you'll be judged by the one who is the great judge, who will always judge with justice. That's my worldview, young people. So don't be looking for justice now. And don't put a word on it like social justice and worship that. That's what they do now. Social justice. Yeah, let's be socially just. But justice doesn't need a word in front of it. Stuff to think about, eh? I come here to practice. No, seriously, that's one of the coverings I have here. Is I get to practice on you. Because I take it to the nations. And you allow me to. Pastor does, he allows me to. I'm very aware of what I'm doing. So is he. We have this thing going on that we've had for some 20 years. So that's one of my body is a billboard. You saw it last time. Jesus, don't let my free be dumb. It's a play on words. Freedom. Jesus, don't let my free be dumb. Because freedom unrestrained will make you stupid. So to confuse people even further, the front just says something that doesn't even make sense. Free, be smart. Just free, be smart. If you're going to be free, be smart. Because your freedom unreleased or unhinged will make you dumb. Isn't that cool? I'm corny and you know that. going to launch, by the grace of God, my body's a billboard.com. And there will be thousands of these shirts. And of course, my other one is for some yell it, some tell it. Because if you don't submit to the yell, you will not submit to the tell. You know the hardware man? You know what he was? A worshiper of tell it. He was a worshiper of knowledge. It just occurred to me. He was a worshiper of knowledge. That guy had it all figured out, but he didn't believe there was a God. What helps you believe in there's a God is the yell it part, for it's through the foolishness of the message teached. The Bible didn't say it's through the foolishness of the message teached. It says it's through the foolishness of the message preached. So you got to get past the preach to get to the teach. If you don't submit to the preach, then all you'll be is puffed up. Smart and wealthy, know how to work the markets, know how to buy and sell. But you never submitted to the yell, which is the foolishness of the gospel. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you sent your son as a living sacrifice, not a great idea. Thank you for sending your son and the word became flesh and his body was a billboard of your glory. Thank you, God, that you have given us an embodied faith that will never become too smart for its own body. We thank you for the body of Christ. And I thank you for this body of believers. This body of believers who gather to love and sharpen and friendship and fellowship with one another. This is your body. Help us, Lord, to receive this word today and that our bodies would be a billboard of, to, and for the glory of God. I speak it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray for the young people in this room that they will honor God with their bodies. That they'll just be upright. Strong, godly men, godly women. Help us to be that. And trust the results with you. For the friends we won't have because we were convicted about these things. For the friends we will have because we are convicted about these things. God, help us to be holy, filled with royal behavior. In the name of Jesus. We speak these words today. Thank you, Jesus. We present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. And we do not conform ourselves to this world, but we're transformed by the renewal of our minds. We receive you in these words today. Amen. Amen. Amen.